their announcements to me. Sometimes the things sound very weird, like not practical. So they are telling you the limits and, you know, by 50, 51 and blah, 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 blah. So right now, the problem is how to address this issue right now. People are facing challenges like, you know, in having housing, the rents increasing. So we are trying to work on the housing policies and we would make it complete, you know, once I will be given this opportunity regarding housing, not merely as a market commodity, but as an essential human right. So it's like, you know, to make sure that availability of affordable housing and stabilizing rent increase, making living in Milton more accessible and sustainable for everyone. So like, you know, we need, the government needs to support or put some programs that can help the people to do this thing. And like, you know, if we just talking about announcements and, you know, the years we're giving, I just don't understand that how much practical it is. And we are also supporting Bill S-233, which is, you know, which lays out a framework for a guaranteed basic livable income in Canada. And we also plan to build up the houses, or like, you know, it's not very fancy, but at least safe, clean, and new. And to offer those to those people who are really struggling to live due to high rents and due to, you know, this a lot increase in inflation, and they are losing safe livings. So we plan that once I become MPP, so we would like to push for this program approval that should provide enough funding that people who are struggling can use that program and live in a safe way, one thing. And secondly, the construction of the even small houses, like, you know, even for two members. But we would be pushing for the construction of the buildings that can accommodate people as much as possible. I would be very honest with you that based on my experiences and what I interviewed with people of Milton, to demand from people to meet sounds not practical. Like, it's government who has the resources. It's government. Canada is a pretty beautiful, big country. There are lands, there are resources. It's just government needs to have a heart to use those resources generously to serve people's genuine needs, not to put pressures on them or not to give them even hopes like that, oh, by 50, 51, by 45, by 31. I met some people, they were so offended. They were so upset from political leaders. And they have their words and their eyes are telling me they don't have hope anymore from politicians of Canada. And this broke my heart. There were some people who even, like, you know, when I started interviewing, so of course they are, you know, they are justified in their anger and resentment. And I did face. But I'm not angry, because if I put myself in their place, I would be saying same things. So they just were telling me the truth, the harsh truths. So I don't think so that we should open our resources, like government should open their resources to accommodate people's needs as soon as possible,